You want to be hanging out, partying? You want to do shots? Yeah, I'm going to work tomorrow. Woo! And the power just shuts off. What do you do? What do you do when the power goes out? I don't know what you do, but what I usually do is I like to sit around and I wait.
How long will we have to stay down here?
35 years.
35 years.
Some sugar.
Oh, how much would you like?
Would 20 pounds be enough?
Yes, I'm sure 20 pounds will be enough.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go.
We'll need a half a side of bacon, 10 pounds of beef jerky, 20 pounds of horse grain.
I mean, if I left you alone in the woods with a hatchet, how long before you could send me an email?
Okay, so what do you need? Besides a miracle.
Guns. Lots of guns.
Get ready, little lady. Alan's coming to breakfast.
That'll be the day.
All right. That introduces our topic of the day, which kind of has an interesting story in and of it all itself. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, every Arizona homeowner's listening tradition for 25 years. Our number to reach us here is 1-888-767-4348. And the story behind this topic goes back just almost exactly 1 year, where for the first time in our broadcast history, both Romy and I took a Saturday off together to go spend some time on the Big Bouquet Ranch. And we let Jennifer do the show all by herself, and she picked the topic of urban farming. The Facebook, the website, the phone lines exploded. And the only reason I know that is because I had climbed a windmill and taken a solar-operated radio to listen to the entire show. So I was hanging like 40 feet above the ground, and I had to hold it just like this with the antenna pointing just this way to pick up KQ and Chasm out of Sedona, and I could just barely hear the show, but I listened to the whole show. And urban farming, and then it's kind of generated a whole other following that we've never had before, and we are now getting so many questions about the term prepping. It's become in now. National Geographic even has a TV show on prepping. But I don't want any of you to get nervous. You know why we're here every Saturday morning is to cheer you up and remove your anxiety. We're not talking about getting ready for the end of the world. We just want you prepped as good as our Romero cousins are for a 3-day tailgater in the LSU stadium parking lot. If you're prepped that good, you're probably going to cover 99% of the circumstances you can encounter here in the great state of Arizona. Romy,
you don't want to be prepping. You don't want to be in the middle of 100,000 people and outside of LSU stadium and run out of food and refreshments on Thursday, because it's a long way from there. But you know, and I don't want people to hear prepping and think that this is going to be like a doomsday prepper. In fact, anytime a word gets trendy, I usually try and avoid it, because it's over exaggerated, it's misused, and it comes with a lot of what do you call
negative connotation.
Negative energy is that that's a great word and description of it. So this is just I think you hit it last hour. You know, it's the Boy Scout model: be prepared. And it's very easy when we live in a state where we've got so much sunshine, so much water, so much power, so many geographical location where we're not involved in a lot of tornadoes or a lot of hurricanes or a lot of earthquakes, that you know, we kind of let our guard down. It's very easy to be relaxed, and I think that's a great thing. It's one of the great selling point of being here. But what if you didn't need water for 3 days? Or, you know, right now, looking at it, you turn the faucet on the tap, you don't have water. What are you going to do? Where do you go from there? And it would probably take to day two to start drinking out of the toilet bowl, but let's help you avoid from ever getting to that position.
How about the tank?
The tank first?
I'd start the tank before I went to the bowl.
But would the tank last you to the middle of the second day? So let's start with water. It's good to have. You know, you can get water bottle in cases of 24 for pretty gosh darn cheap. I didn't price it out, but, I mean, you need to get it on sale for less than 50 cents a bottle.
Yeah, on sale, it's a good buy.
And let's start with that. And the reason I say start with cases is because you can carry it with you. You know, if you're going to walk down to your neighbors, or if you've got a neighbor that needs some help, you've got something that you can help distribute as well. So having a couple cases stacked up is a great way to start. And then from there, if you've ever been camping, you probably have a 5-gallon jug that you've seen. I mean, any Sportsman's Warehouse, Cabela's, Bass Pro Shop have all kinds of camping water containers, and they come with, you know, they store upright, but they have a spout on the top so you can turn it over, and you've got your little on, off 90-degree valve, and they all have a little screw top so you can open it and let water breathe so it doesn't compress and take forever to come out. So you've got your up from there. There's other items, and this is all for first class or first need.
First need.
Which is drinking.
That's right.
Drinking or – and it could be classified cooking, you know, need for cooking, but mm-hmm. you could get just about any water, boil it, and turn it into a first need pretty quick for your eating. But there's a lot of 15 to 55-gallon containers that a lot of stores like Gear Up in Scottsdale or Off the Grid Survival in Prescott are selling, and they come with pumps. When we were up at Boquillas Ranch, I had that 15-gallon
nice.
Water barrel.
That worked really
well.
And
it had a hand pump. I mean, we never needed to go refill it. It lasted the whole time. You want to talk about needing to be prepared. Get 30 miles up the Boquillas Trail on water. I mean, that's some pretty desolate, dusty, dry country up there.
You're an hour and 15 minutes away from the closest Twinkies and Pepsi.
So I became a big fan of it, and you can find them here locally at Sunwest Container. Just about any type of round container you could find at Sunwest. Just a great place down on, I think it's about 35th Avenue and Baseline. It might be farther west than that, but sunwestcontainers.com. And if you've got a pen and you're starting to write this down, don't worry about it. We've got this all posted online. And what we're going to do is every month we've broken it down into the 12 basic needs, and each month we'll revisit it, because when you get done with all this and you look at it, it's very overwhelming. And
then you don't do anything.
You don't do anything, or you could go completely broke trying to get it all done at once. I think one thing that you've always said is, you know, back when you were growing up, it was the Cuban Missile Crisis, and before that, there was another crisis, and there's, you know, Y2K was something that came and gone. The Mayan calendar came and gone. You know, when you were talking about prepping for the end of the world, that's one thing that, or not in the world, but like Armageddon, you know. I mean, it doesn't matter what kind of prep you have. When the second coming comes,
you know when I learned more about prepping than ever is two occasions. One, South Louisiana, I was in Lake Charles in an ice storm. All the power transmission lines came down. The entire southwest of Louisiana, all of Houston was without power, no gas, no cash registers, no street lights, no nothing. And I was there for 3 days. And then talking to our cousins who survived Katrina and just talking to them about, okay, you woke up 5.5-6 feet underwater. Now, what was the first thing you desired? What was the first thing you wanted, you needed?
I wanted and needed, and the first thing they did was different, which is pretty funny. That was a huge financial boost to the refrigerating manufacturing companies, because that food got rancid and rotten in so many refrigerators so quick. It reeked so bad, and for sanitation reasons, they were never even open. They were duct taped shut and sent down the bayou to collect it at the landfill on the end. I mean, it was.
If you get caught unprepared because of a hurricane, you a fool. Because with the weather we have, the weather forecasting capabilities we have now, we watch it come for a week before it ever. It makes landfall, so mercy, mercy. But look at the rush that the grocery stores have that last 12 hours before the storm makes. You know, there's no more batteries. There's no more waters. There's, you know, the shelves are empty.
And it's pricey at that point.
Can be.
So second need, so first need is drinking. Second need, water, is stuff you would use for hygiene, cleaning, purifying.
Now, before we leave water in the state of Arizona.
We're not even close to leaving water.
Oh, because I've got to say, if you don't have fresh water in your vehicle, you're wacko nuts.
If you got stuck in a haboob, or even to be stuck in that 4-hour closure 2 weeks ago from that fatality.
Going by, both ways.
Picacho Peak.
Yeah.
And we'll get to vehicle later. I think that's
number
like
10.
8 or 9, 10. Okay. So storage, second need storage. If you've got a pool, you're pretty good on second need storage there. But there's another thing that's pretty neat. It's filling up bathtubs, and they even have kits that you can use for bathtubs, because eventually it will all evaporate. out of there. So there's actually plastic liners you can put in the bathtub, fill it up, and then it has a pump. So now, the thing about that is if you don't have an extra bathtub, you know, you would need something would have to trigger you to go home and fill that up before the power is out to deliver the water to your thing. So not the most practical thing if you don't have a spare one, but those are available. And if you fill up the bathtub, I don't know how many gallons that is. That's got to be 120 maybe.
I would guess you're probably 70
to 120 gallons. Yeah. That'll last you a long time. And the great thing about modern day toilets and plumbing is if you can fill up, if you've got a bucket to fill up the back of the toilet, you can still use your toilet for sanitation. You don't have to start digging holes in the backyard yet.
All flows downhill. As long as you got the water to put in the bowl.
If water to put in the bowl, downhill. Flows downhill. So then there's purifying. One of my favorite things, I've got it in every one of our vehicles. I've got it in my backpack when I'm out, is the Life Straw. You put the straw in the pond and you drink right through it and it filters it. It's not the best tasting, but it's great. Real quick, there's the Berkey filter, water filtration for Katie's got one next to her sink. We've got one next to our sink. You take the water from the faucet, put it in the Berkey, it purifies it at the end. And there's some emergency drinking water that comes. I had four topics, and I'm out of time, and I'm not even through one.
You know what a lot of cowboys do with those Berkey straws?
On thehouse.com.
Bring Tang. It kind of kills the dirt taste.
Tang
a lot.
Kills it. That's good. Yeah. But finally, there's making water. Have some plastic and a shovel. If you dig a hole, put plastic over it and secure the plastic. Put a rock in the middle of the hole that you've done. And you've got to put your cup under it first. The condensation will drip on that plastic to the low point where the rock is, and then you've got your canteen below it, and it'll fill it up. That's very that's one of the first things you learn in wilderness and hunter safety class. It's Rosie on the House, just talking basic preparedness. 1-888-767-4348.